Canada's youngest dangerous offender, from BC, has had an appeal for parole denied. Adam Labuchin, who now identifies as a woman and has changed her name to Tara DeSousa, was 17 in 1999 when handed an indeterminate prison sentence for sexually assaulting a 3-month-old boy in Quesnel in 1997. According to documents obtained by Black Press Media Tuesday, October 28, DeSousa was seeking an appeal for denied day parole and full parole from the Parole Board of Canada. The decision to deny both was made on September 23, according to the documents. DeSousa was previously denied day and full parole on June 18, 2024. The Parole Board received notice of appeal from DeSousa's representative on August 20, 2025, asking to either reverse the board's decision or order a new review of the case. The appeal division had to determine whether the board considered DeSousa's Indigenous heritage and if the board violated her rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms given her designation as a dangerous offender. The decision says the DeSousa believed the board didn't adequately address her desire to engage in counseling and Indigenous programming, which she believed could address some of the parole board's concerns, in a less restrictive fashion. DeSousa claimed that while the board mentioned systemic and background factors, they didn't apply those in their decision, adding that the board failed to consider the disconnect you have to your Indigenous culture and heritage as a result of your prolonged incarceration, beginning from your late teens. According to the decision, the appeal division found that the board did consider DeSousa's Indigenous heritage, noting that many of DeSousa's problems and issues are the direct result of her experiences of systemic discrimination and intergenerational trauma. It specifically highlights early exposure to violence and substance abuse, limited attachment to your family, experiences of victimization and lack of protection or continuity of parental care, as well as the DeSousa's bullying and discrimination related to her being Two-Spirit. The board did note that DeSousa has made progress in addressing issues around trust and emotional regulation, particularly as a result of cultural interventions. That includes recently approved perimeter security passes, increasing her access to cultural activities and ceremonies to support continued healing. However, the board found that while DeSousa had made progress to address her risk factors, she has more work to do to demonstrate sustained stability and the ability to consistently apply of risk management skills and tools. The report notes DeSousa has a continued pattern of impulsive and high-risk responses to stress, a recent assessment of high risk to reoffend, and a lack of a viable release plan.